Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here, Bird Show.
Well, color me surprised. I'm surprised to see Kristen in here this morning because she was recovering from COVID. And I'm surprised to see Abby in here because I thought she'd be in the trunk of a car in Indianapolis.
I feel like the theme of today's show is just going to be, she's alive! She's alive! For both me and Kristen.
Survive in advance. All right. First, let's start with you here. Kristen?
Yes. I have been marked safe from this year's COVID variant. So, you guys probably heard late last week, like I wasn't sounding the best. And just to be smart, on Friday, that was our Häagen-Dazs day where Häagen-Dazs was donating 100% of the sales to Burt's Big Adventure if you went and just enjoyed some ice cream.
Sidebar, that cookie dough ice cream is no joke. Yeah. I'm telling you.
So I was supposed to be at Häagen-Dazs at noon on Friday to hang out with some Burt's Big Adventure kiddos. Real quick, Burt's Big Adventure, our nonprofit. We take kids with chronic and terminal illness to Disney. And I was looking forward to it, but I also didn't feel well. And I was like, I'm going to be responsible. We're hanging out with some kids that shouldn't be around like germs. So I took a COVID test and that bad boy wasn't just positive. It was positive.
Super red.
I mean, it came so quick. I mean, it was like there was no doubt whatsoever that my body was just teeming with COVID germs.
So now as one does, when Kristen informs everybody she's got COVID, I'm like, well, was I really close in proximity to her at all? We're in an airtight studio. All of us are here in an airtight studio. And on Friday also, Kristen was literally on top of my body, breathing into my face.
Yeah, when I was putting on your fake chest hair.
Yes.
Don't think I didn't thought about that. And so I immediately sent a text to the people I hung out with. And I'm like, I am so sorry. But, you know, you've been exposed. Just be mindful and be smart. Friday, wasn't feeling the greatest. Saturday really kicked me in my butt. But on Sunday, I made a miraculous recovery. However, when I've been taking tests steadily, and Sunday was still positive, yesterday was still positive, but she will faint. She will real faint. I mean, because I took the test on Sunday and I was like, yes, yes. And then I waited. I went back in the bathroom and I was like, no.
And those COVID tests do kind of look like pregnancy tests, too.
Yeah. Yep. So
you sent a text out saying you probably weren't going to be in here this morning. So I'm in here early, and then Kristen walks in. I'm like, oh, little tear comes down my cheek. She made it.
Yeah, because yesterday afternoon, because Jimmy had open house at his school last night, which I actually, believe it or not, really wanted to attend so I could know like what the class schedule is like, and you know what they're doing for extracurriculars, blah 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 blah. And I took a test yesterday afternoon, and again, still. And I was like, so I let everybody know. And so Bart went over to Abby's place and picked up the equipment that she hauled all the way to Indiana for no reason. Cause you know, we had to do a best of yesterday. And so it wasn't till this morning when I took it and I was like, no, she clean.
Now keep in mind, this isn't the only, bout with COVID that this show has had over the course of the last couple of weeks, as Cassie has been out also, cause her whole family had COVID and she was sequestering herself.
She was sequestering herself in Hazel because her husband Chad and Max were dealing with it. But I think everybody's coming around. I don't know what this means for us for winter, if we're already dealing with, because I mean, we've been getting numerous emails from the school letting them know like COVID is just running rampant through the schools right now.
And so now, I don't know if you're doing this also, but every sniffle I have, I'm like, oh, I got COVID. Every little cough I might have because of the allergies outside, oh, I'm sure I got it, but I don't have it.
And somebody hit me up and they were like, why all the, oh God, what was the word she used? Like the hype over, you know, COVID and, you know, steering clear or whatever. And I go, look at my Insta story from just a couple slides ago. I go, I just happen to have COVID, but this goes for the flu. This goes for strep. This goes for pneumonia. If you test positive for anything, keep your butt at home so you don't spread germs, so you can take care of yourself and take care of others. Like, it's not just about COVID. That's just what I happen to have.
Yeah.
And because I care about other people, I just kept my butt home.
I think I'm confused. Was the gripe that you should have come to work with COVID?
Well, because of my Insta story, I was just letting... Like, I was like, hey, so this is the deal. This is what's going on. And then I had a list of symptoms, like potential COVID symptoms, which I checked off like nearly all of them. And then it was just like, I was being overreactive and pushing the COVID agenda.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not what is happening here.
Yeah.
Just read up on the variant. It is running rampant. We just want to try to keep people like, well, which is why I took a test before I hung out with chronic and terminally ill kids just to be like a somewhat responsible adult. So I'm just asking for everybody else to try to be a somewhat responsible adult. And if you test positive for COVID or flu or strep or pneumonia or bronchitis or whatever, keep your butt at home.
I think that's good policy.
I think so too.
All right. And Abby here has tested positive for life this morning. We were checking so much on Abby over the weekend. I was checking on her before she even left, but I didn't know it.
Yeah, he texted me on Saturday. He's like, how's the wedding? I'm like, well, I'm on the Beltline. So if the wedding's happening right now, I'm not making it to it. But no, the wedding was on Sunday. So I flew out Sunday morning and then first thing Monday morning. I was supposed to broadcast from the Best Western Crawfordsville, but then Kristen got the cocoa. So I didn't have to wake up early, which turned out to be great because I don't think I've housed that much alcohol since college.
Is that
like,
right?
I'm a social drinker. Like, I like to go out, have a glass of wine, like mingle, do the things, but I'm not someone who like binge drinks. I think I maybe had 12 tequila shots Sunday night.
God, really?
And I was like, that's what you do when you're celebrating a listener that invites you to a wedding to meet a random man from the internet. Like, I feel like that's the proper way to go about your night.
And you're just a little itty bitty thing. 12 shots of tequila. That's probably over-exaggerated, I'm guessing.
No.
No, it's not.
Nobody is more shocked than me because normally after 4 glasses of wine, I'm in my shower throwing up. So I'm like, why am I at this dive bar down the street from the wedding venue taking Patron shot after Patron shot like it is water?
Sounds great, actually.
It was great. And obviously, everyone was texting me being like, how is it? How's the date going? Because I was going down there to meet the best man who I'd been set up with for this date from this listener who listened and thought this is the perfect man for Abby. And when I tell you, even this is the most active my Instagram has ever been. I'm going to give you a number. I probably got 300 DMs on Sunday night alone of people just being like, what's going on? How is everything? How are you feeling? How's everything going? Like, this is more than the London situation. And my DMs were blowing up when I was in London, whereas now I'm just in Crawfordsville, Indiana, and I feel like I had to literally hold a press conference because there were so many DMs flooding my Instagram.
What was the percentage of DMs coming in excited by the prospect of you meeting the man of your dreams compared to how many were checking just to make sure you were still breathing?
It was probably 90-10. 10% of people were like, you're alive, right? I'm like, yes, I'm alive. I'm fine. Like, here's proof of life. Here's me drunk at the wedding. We're about to go somewhere else. But it was a really good time. I have some fun stuff that I'm going to share later today. Okay. Like the reason my mom instantly sent me a flight and was like, we need to get you out of there right now.
Okay.
And then also apparently his job's legal team was going to get involved with this.
No.
So I'll share that with you guys as well later in the day.
Here, Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.